Okay, we are up to page Kuf Chavdal. Let's go through the Shi'arim Mitzion and the Halacha. I'm going to try to go very quickly. A lot of these things we've touched upon in the past. There's a lot of repetition here, and we'll just try to run through very quickly. Also, Lichtav, you're not allowed to ride on Shabbos. Riding on Shabbos is forbidden. Also, Lichtav. Kasav haramah, the kas the ksav amim ena osar rak midrabanan umikorei me arzerua. One of the rishonim, the loy mikri ksav midraisa rak pesav ashuris v'yivan. It's a tremendous chiddush that the only ksav that's also in hatoyra, unbelievable chiddush. We don't pass it like this. We'll see in a moment. Ramah is ksav ashuris.
The rice.
So everything else is rabban. We don't pass like this. But let's see. Ksav ashuris and ksav yivanis. Greek. Anyone here fluent in Greek? And by the way, the Greek today is not the Greek of Tam Chazal. It's been even classical Greek. There are many versions,
it's
dialects.
Writing
the real Greek.
Writing the real Greek.
The real Greek. The only two languages that the Torah gives legitimacy to is Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevani. And what about, I'm shocked, he doesn't talk about Ksav Ivri. Ksav Ivri, for some reason, does not make it onto the charts, that it should be on a derites level according to Deron. Now, Derech, I'll tell you something very fascinating. What is the difference between Ksav Ashuris? Now, maybe this talk is the reason why it's not so, even though it's the ancient Ksav. It's a very important Yesoy. Powerfully, yeah. Now, let me explain. Maybe this is why the Ramah doesn't hold that it's not the Ksav Ivri is not a Ksav Deraisa. Because according to one opinion, according to the Yerushalmi, the Luchos were written in Ksav Ivri. So if the Luchos were written in Ksav Ivri, how can you possibly say that according to the Ramah, the only Ksav is Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah has given legitimacy to Yavon. There's something about Yavon. There are different sources for this. So their language, their script is a pure script. If you write two letters on Shabbos, Chil Shabbos. Ksav Ashuris. The whole Torah is merumis in Ksav Ashuris. Every tag, Rabbi Kiva Darshan, tal talim shel halachas from every single tag on the letter. But what about Ksav Ivri? So here's the Yisod. This is an amazing Yisod. Ksav Ivri, when you write those funny little symbols, the language is not the mark, it's the inside. In other words, when you make a line, let's say make a square. So what is the symbol? Is the symbol the four lines?
The white inside?
Or the white inside. So in English, in every single script to today's times, including Ksav Ashuris, if I have a box, a mem sofis, the letter is the four lines. The four lines in that configuration is the letter. Oh, but what about the inside? Who cares about it? What about the shape that has the box that's been formed inside? Who cares? Doesn't make a difference. Those four lines, Ksav Ivri, the etch is not the writing. When they wrote Ksav Ivri, they were writing, they were forming symbols. And the symbols were formed by defining the boundaries. So the letter Ayin is a triangle. It's not three lines. In Ksav Ivri, the letter Ayin is a triangle. It's the inside that is the letter. That explains, that when you have that yesod, that explains the sheet of these rishon, the Ar Zarua, why writing on Shabbos, Ksav Ivri,
is not right.
I once had a class, in the law, we did Ksav Ivri, so I have funds. You go on download for free. Ksav Ivri, there are like 20 different versions of Ksav Ivri that evolved over many generations. So you can download online fonts, and you can type in Ksav Ivri. And in fact, we type in Ksav Ivri, and I would test them if they can. What does it say? Read this. You know, it's very easy. After a while, you pick it up. You can pick up Ksav Ivri, and that way, if you want to read some of these old manuscripts, it's very interesting. But that explains why, according to the Ar Zarua, there is no din ksiva on Ksav Ivri. Because when you make that mark, it's like a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. I'm not writing this because this is what I want. I'm just writing this to show what the inside is. That's what I want. Now that has to mean a very big chiddush according to this on the krushim. This is a very, very big, no one knows what's going, no one knows what happened. We have a tradition that on the krushim, where does ksiva come from? They mark the krushim, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet. Well, what do they write on the krushim? Ksav ashuris or ksav ivri? I would assume the ksav ivri, right? Because what do they really have?
That's why they forgot it.
That's why what?
They forgot it.
Well, that's a whole debate. Did they
use it? It was not on the luchos, but daily.
It's not so simple. It was on the luchos. Machlokes Rishonim was on the luchos.
Point to know that was on the luchos. The people
okay.
Use it.
You have to then.
Yeah. Secular writing.
You have to then say that according to the. You have to say that according to the opinion of the Ar Zeruah that when they wrote in the luchos, they wrote in the crush and the fans. It's not muchel. Even wrote. They wrote letters which the letter itself was important, not the inside, not the inside and the shape that you form by marking the boundaries, because that is not called the Maisa Ksiva. Yeah.
Many letters are not enclosed. So
it doesn't matter. So it's still the basic shape.
There's a
basic shape. You're right. None of the letters are enclosed. In fact, in Ksav Ivri, there's only one. In Ksav, that's the only one.
Okay.
The Yerushalmi says the only letter that of Ksav Ivri that requires a miracle to be in the Luchos is the Ayin. No, that's the Bavli.
Right.
There's a Machlokes the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli says Luchos is Mem V'Samach.
Right.
And the Yerushalmi says the Ayin Shebeluchos. Ayin Shebeluchos. What are you talking about? Ksav Ivri. In Ksav Ivri. Now you'll be sorry because you take out an art scroll and they'll tell you the Ksav Ivri in the back. You're not going to see in the Aleph Beis book by Rabbi Monk. They have in the back the Ksav Ivri. The Ayin there is not a triangle. That's because that's not the Ksav Ivri that Chazal told. That's a much later version of Ksav Ivri. You have to go take out Rav Kasha. Of Mendel Kasha in Torah Shlema. He has a whole kuntres, Ksav Ivri, he has a lot of stuff there. He has pages and pages of all the different dialects and versions and history of Ksav Ivri. All the various forms. So the ancient, you got to go all the way back. The old Ksav Ivri, the Ayin is a triangle. It's the only one. Okay, but this is an interesting point. Now, this is the sheet of the Ar Zeruah. Halacha l'maisa, we're going to see in a few moments, we don't paskin like this. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin anything that has meaning, whether it's inside, outside, a picture, a mark,
dot,
Morse code, we learned yesterday, that's how we pass. But I just want to point out this yisod of the Ar Zeruah, Ksav Ashuris, Ksav Yevani. They have in common that what you're writing is for the letter itself. Ksav Ivri would not be called Ksiv Lefi the Ar Zeruah, because you're focusing on the boundary, you're not focusing on the actual letter. So it's like a molacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa.
Not letters, they were pictures.
But that's okay.
They represented it.
They represent this. According to the Ar Zeruah, there's no ksiva. Tamuna is not ksiva lefi the Ar Zeruah. That's exactly what it says. One more time. The Kasav Ramah, the Ksav Amim, ain't a certain language, even real script, English, what we have, any other language, is ain't a Sarak midrabon, and we carve the Ar Zeruah, the Lord make ksav as the right, Sarak, ksav ashur, ksav yvanis. Vichain Kasav Hagos Maimini. Okay, the Ayin, the Mishnah Beruda. A long list is the alcohol ksav loshen chayif. We don't pass like this. We pass like the most of the rishonim that say it doesn't make a difference if it has meaning. Morse code is good enough. Even little dots and dashes is good enough. You chayiv min haTorah. V'hele kein lehalacha. V'chein kasa b'shut nevi b'yehuda tanina. V'chein mashar mechasam sefer. V'ayin b'shari tshuva. D'tshetzidei l'hati l'chlev ksab b'kosha b'shabes aydei nochi d'tsayim hum al harmo. Are you allowed? Here's a big nafkamina lehalacha. Amiro la'akom. Okay, the mail comes. Certified mail, the mail, the postman comes and says, here, I have a letter. I can't give you the letter until you sign. So you say to him, sorry, buddy, it's Shabbos. I'm not signing. I don't care. So he says, well, I can lose my job. I can't give this to you unless you sign. So, by the way, today it's not really a problem anymore because today it's electronic. Today they sign on that little gadget on the iPads. Okay, but in the olden days, the Friedrich Guderis, they used to have what's called a pen. And paper. So before you go to the museum.
Before my time.
So you tell him, I can't sign. So he says, well, I'm going to take it back. So he's not smart enough. I mean, Flatbush, they all know, Baruch Hashem, they all know the protocol. They know that they sign and they put it down. Yeah. They know the protocol already. But if you're living in a place they don't know the protocol, you have a freshie. You have a newbie, first day on the job. What's with these people over here? So he doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. So what are you going to do? You say to him, well, why can't you sign for me? Oh, Amir la'akum. First, you have to make sure that he's not Jewish. Okay, so if he's Jewish, that's another problem. But let's say he's not Jewish. Amir la'akum, and it's important. This can be something that would be hefsed meruba, or it can be something that's a medical issue. It's important. Are you allowed to tell him to sign on your behalf? Naftimina, the Mishnah Berurah versus the other Rishonim, the Ramah. The Ramah says it's muta because only time it's aser is ksav ashuris, ksav yivani. English, signing in English is only aser midrabanan, ksav amim. Now I'm telling a guy to tell a guy to do a malacha is aser midrabanan. Amil Yakum is a shvus. Shvus to shvus. I'm telling a guy to do a nisa midrabanan. I'm not telling him to do a nisa deraisa. And the tzarch mitzvah. Or it's the tzarch refuah, or it's the tzarch hefse meruba. So then you can go and tell the guy directly, can you please do me the favor and sign on my behalf? But if you don't like the Mishnah Berurah, that signing ksav amim is deoraisa, does not make a difference if the script is ksav ashur, it's ksav amim, it's deoraisa. So by me instructing the guy to sign, I'm telling him, do malacha deoraisa. I can't do it because it's also midat Torah. To tell a guy, I'm telling a guy to do on my behalf and it's deoraisa. That's only one shvus. It's also midrabanan. It's not so simple. You're not allowed to tell a guy. It's not for a dvar mitzvah. It's not for the Beis HaKnesses. So what is it already for?
It's for a refuah.
Yeah, okay, so for a refuah, you might get away with it. You're right. You have to know all the gedarim. You're right. You have to, every single thing. You can't generalize. How pressing is it? Is it l'tzarech mitzvah? But the gedarim change. The dynamics drastically change according to the sheet of the Mishnah, which is the halach. Halach l'may salipas v'riviyat. He says, like he said, the Mishnah Berurah, that's accepted, that it is de'oraisa. De'oraisa even to sign in English. The Mela, even two letters. Two letters.
You don't know how to say it.
So the Rivia does say something very interesting. He says that signing initials is called a shina, even though you're writing two letters, but it's not the normal way to sign. And since in this instance, what you're supposed to do is sign your entire name, and now you're doing something that's abnormal, even though indeed it's two letters, but it's a shinui. That is, of course, a person has no choice but to discuss the case yesterday. A person has to go to the pharmacy, who has to be admitted to a hospital, and you have to sign. So then you sign with your left hand, and you sign only two letters because it is called a shinui in this instance. Obviously, it's not ideal, but it's better than nothing. But here is a very big enough meaning to tell a guy, let's see inside. The ayin be shari tshuva should see the lahat lichta v'lichsaba koshel b'shabbos nochri. You tell the guy, like an emergency, you have to go right, tell the guy, please do me a favor and go deliver this letter to so and so on the other side of town. And I want you to write down this nusach, this samech mal haramah. How can we do this? How come you can tell a guy to do it? Anytime that you have no choice, you have to tell a guy to write a letter on your behalf with samech on the ramah that says ksav amim is only midrabanim. Meil it shvus to shvus the chazit the ksav amim hudim rabanim. Tiav it shvus to shvus b'makayim hefsid. Where there is a hefsid. Va'ayin b'ned b'yehuda tanina u'v'shut shvus Yaakov shegam kein kosu kein. They also say you can b'shasatchach. You can be matan. You can do this. You can tell a guy to write for you shvus to shvus. V'chein hel b'mishnah Berurah v'chay gavna samech mul hakni b'mekel. But of course, we're going to see in a few moments. Bzman hazeh, which is even more reason to be mekel, because bzman hazeh, almost everything that we do is electronically, whether it's email or it's texting or it's signing on some type of iPad. And these things, it's not a deraisa. Signing electronically is not deraisa. So again, it's shvus to shvus, telling a guy to sign on your behalf, UPS or US. Peace, FedEx, or United States Postal Service, USPS. So they're the best. I found when I order things online, the USPS comes faster than UPS and save the price. No? Not reliable? Okay, everyone has a good experience. Right. Not going to go there. The Ayin Meshut, Beis Yitzchak. Let's go to the Beis Yitzchak. The Ein Lahati Lichtoiv Telegram. Okay, now I'm making the following assumption. I'm assuming when he says telegram, he means before they would actually press the buttons, they would write it out.
Yeah.
Okay, they would actually write it out, and then the guy would press the whole thing. So, because just the electronic part, that we already discussed in the buttons. So here, you want to tell a good by a Lichtev telegram. It's awesome. He holds the deraisa. Very pashut, like we just learned. The ayin baruch atzchayim achodash. B'shem nizir shimshon. L'tzerch gadol muta ayin nachi l'sholchoi. Okay, like we learned there, like exactly the same thing. That k'sav amim b'diavin yikmi megal. The ayin b'tanina b'gevir echad. Hayoyshev behalishka. A gevir. He doesn't mean a rich man. He means a person, an officer, that's singing a lishka. The right salas is chaysem dugmas chasima. So you want to make a rubber stamp. You want to make a rubber stamp, and you give the rubber stamp that you make is going to be. Every time a letter comes in, he will stamp it on your behalf. You would trust him, a guy with your signet, with your seal. The right salas is chaysem dugmas chasima. So v'yom haShabbos yitzav lahanochu lahatves chasima. So al haksavim. Are you allowed to have the guy stamp all the papers, documents which come in on Shabbos? The siyam sham leisur. He holds that it's also it's a merely akum. Same exact thing because we even a tmuna halacha lemaisa slav dafka. Script, even an image is called halacha l'maisa ksav de'oraisa. So telling a guy to do it, you're telling him to do a melacha de'oraisa. It's only one issur rabban, one issur rabban, and it's osur. It's not a shvus to shvus. The ayin b'shud atzei chayim be'ir she'gvul. Here he talks about when you want they wanted to go listen to a shir on Shabbos, and the people who lived outside the country, they have to cross the border. Okay, you want to go from the United States to Canada to hear a shir, and you have to. So if you need a passport to get through, and let's say it's Yom Tov, so there's no problem of carrying, or let's say it's Shabbos and there's an Erev, the Erev Chatzeros between America and Canada. I mean, possibly there is such a thing, and they have an Erev going between the two. But the problem is, when you're going to go across the border, you have to take your passport, and they're going to stamp the passport. So you are causing them to do a melacha on Shabbos, and by you doing it, it's automatic that it's going to happen. So it's like amira la'akum. I'm telling the guy to stamp my passport, and stamping my passport is we paskin is a melacha deraisa, because we hold it doesn't have to be actually a script, even a tmuna. So are you allowed to go to the shir with your passport across the border, knowing that the guy is going to stamp your passport? So the answer is yes. Exactly. That's why it's mutter in this case. Because in this case, they're doing it for their own benefit. They're doing it because that's the government rules. You're not telling them, as far as you're concerned, don't stamp. You don't have to stamp my passport. I rather it'll be clean, so there'll be more room for the next guy. When I go to the other part of the world, there'll be plenty of room. The ayin b'shudat seichayim b'ir shagvul hamadina hu mechutz lo'ir b'nei hakfarim shesmuchim l'shul people in the village or near hey me'ever l'gvul the other side of the boundary, and they want to cross the boundary of Boam b'shabbos l'soicher l'shmoya hadrasha. Such loyal balabatim go to hear the Shabbos drasha. They're willing to go across the boundary. The passport and the mamuna, the officer, he puts his stamp on your passport. It's mutl lechatchila to take your passport with you. B'mnei shra'akum adaita d'nafshe avar. He's doing it for his own benefit. U'letoivas atzmo. V'gam hu tzarech mitzvah. Also, I'm going to hear the drasha. I'm going to the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is learning the Torah? No. The mitzvah is giving the Rav a hano that someone came to listen to him. Trust me, that's the mitzvah. It's not what the Rav says. Trust me. What? The Rav takes mental. Someone told me once that every time he looks at a person, he can tell he has the worst memory possible. He doesn't remember what happened yesterday. But he looks at a person and he can tell you every insult and compliment that person told him his entire life. I look at this person, I know, I can tell you every nice thing he said to me and every nasty thing he said to me, even though I don't remember what I had for breakfast today. Because those things mean a lot to me. Compliments and insults mean a lot to me. So don't take it so lightly. You'd be surprised how far a little kind word can go. Okay, going off the topic, let's go further. Who in Kanis Lahayishal, okay, Lassois, we have to Kostav Shom Lahatim Neshakam Adai Denavshi Ovil Ultimus Atzma Gamul Tech Mitzvah, Ulchein Mutter, Afsha Kaveloi Molachtoi Beshabbos, even though you're causing the guy to do melacha on Shabbos, it's a direct consequence of you crossing the border, you're going to cause the guy to do melacha, it should be considered mir lachem. No, it's not, you're not telling him anything, he's doing it on his own. Okay, next. Chav zayin, la'asoyz ezer tziur. Now, halacha l'maisa, the kitzur paskins, not like the ar zarua. He paskins l'chumra, anything which has meaning, if you draw a symbol, that is called the melacha deraisa of ksiva. What about pictures? Okay, we discussed very at once, very quickly. Photograph. Okay, you stand. The guy says, "Please pose for the picture. I'm a tourist. I want to take a picture of America, of New York. I have enough pictures of the bridge. I now want to have a picture of a person in New York. Pose for the picture. Are you allowed to do that?" So a photograph is a tziur. Is it a deraisa? It's not usher. Standing and having a guy take a picture is not an isser. The who lefi ma shehel hashach the messiah in by mamish kechol hatora bechol hatora kulu chutz b'makif enikif. So here's the issue: when a guy tells you, "I want to take a picture of you because you look interesting, can you please pose? Stop. Lift up your chin, turn to the side, smile or don't smile, look serious, tilt your hat in this way." You're being misayeya. So you are assisting the guy taking the picture. We're assuming now he's making an assumption. Wait. He's making now an assumption, which we don't paskin like, that taking a picture with a camera is a malacha deraisa.
He's talking a photo, a film.
So why is it so different than electronic and than a digital camera?
It was a film, yeah.
Is it really a film?
The chemical changed.
So, but it's not derech ksiva. It's not the way it was in the Mishkan. It's not the way it was in the Mishkan. They talk about this. We'll have this over here. In the Mishkan, when they wrote, did they take that film with chemical change, which it's not nikalei nayim, it has to be developed? It wasn't in the Mishkan. It's a far stretch to say that taking a picture with a camera, or even with film, old-fashioned film, Kodak film.
Film is like etching.
No, it's not etching. It's a chemical. It's a chemical change. It's not nira le'enayim.
Basically etching. That's what it is.
It's not nira le'enayim. Until you develop it, it's not doime to ksiva in the Mishkan. Ruba de ruba, you'll see soon. Ruba, you have to go back to the source. The source is the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they had pen and paper. Well, not paper. Papyrus, what's it called?
Papyrus,
how do you pronounce papyrus? They didn't have the real, whatever. They didn't have, this film did not exist. To say that film is ksiva deraisa, it's a stretch. He is working now on the assumption that it is deraisa. Liyeser se'es, in order to bring out the point. Even if it's mamish deraisa, give you a better example. You go to the city, go to Times Square, and there are people there on the sidewalk that make portraits. Right? Are you allowed to go for a portrait on Shabbos? Okay, simple question. Why not?
What, to pose for it?
Yeah, to pose. Obviously, it's not a Shabbos stick, but are you doing anything really wrong? That's really what he's saying over here. Are you allowed to pose for a portrait on Shabbos? What?
No different than signing your
passport. No, signing your passport. No. That's where you tell him to sign the passport. Right. There it's worse, because there you're actually going somewhere, or you're telling the guy to do something. Here the guy is approaching you. Right, it's better. But here what's worse than the passport is the passport. You give him the paper. He takes the paper and he does whatever he wants. Here he's telling you, pose, lift up your chin, turn to the side, tilt in this direction. So you are assisting in his writing. Indirectly. right? Because he's right. He wants to draw in a certain way, and he wants.
Wait.
No. So that's also you're not doing that. He's doing it. He's certainly doing it. So the answer is it's mutter because you are not in physical contact. Your case might be different. You're not in physical contact. The only time we say the principle, the mitzayeh is yesh v'mamish, is when he shaves off your peos harosh. If a guy takes a razor to your beard or to your sideburns and shaves them off, there he's in physical contact with you, and you are assisting him slightly by moving your face, or by not moving it, or by applying pressure. There, we paskin misayeya yesh boi mamish. But if you're not in physical contact, you're at a distance, even if he tells you to pose in a certain position, that is nothing on a Torah level, and even on a Derabbanan level. It's not obviously in the spirit of Shabbos, but that's a different category of halacha. But it's not, you're not doing anything wrong. And there's not my nafkamin. Now the nafkamin is going to start drumming ahead. Nafkamin is, there were people that had to flee for their lives on Shabbos, on Pekuch Nefesh, not for their lives. It was convenient to go get a passport on Shabbos. Think about it. Okay, you have to get a passport. That's right, no line. So can you go apply for a passport on Shabbos? Just come for the picture. Are you allowed to go for the picture on Shabbos? So he basically says, we'll see a few moments. Yes, you can go. You can go. You need to cross the border. And if you're going to cross the border, they only let you cross the border if they're going to photograph you. Are you allowed to go? Yeah. Oh, but they're going to make a tune and you're going to help them. It's worse than the passport because here you're going to pose for the picture when you cross the border. It's okay. You're not doing anything. The bigger problem is they take your fingerprints. Right? You want to cross the border? Okay, you cross the border, but we have to take your fingerprints. Press down. So I can't press down. But you can press down. I give you my thumb. So the guy takes out scissors. What?
They'll roll it for you.
Okay, so very good. So, is that called Misayea? Is that called Nikif? It's a problem. It's definitely physical contact is more problem. Yeah.
With using the camera, are you teaching where John asked Shmuel to pose, or where Shmuel asked John?
No, where John asked Shmuel to pose.
So John is not doing.
John is every. John is doing it for his own benefit. If Shmuel is asking John, that's awesome.
So what's the opposite mean?
What?
John's asking Shmuel. It's certainly.
Mean. You mean Messiah? The picture is only going to come out the way John wants. What? But it's a mule akum. You're assisting in the picture.
Is I say to John to take my picture.
If I don't participate, if I run away, there's no picture. If I say I'm camera shy. What?
John
doesn't. But you.
Have to run away.
But John, the only reason why the picture will come to fruition is because you're assisting. You're participating in the picture. The one that's pushing the button is John, but Shmuel is assisting. He's a Messiah. We discussed this a million times.
No, he's going to look at the camera and say, hi.
That's right. That's right. That is correct. Behave naturally. Just behave naturally and don't think about it. It's davar she'ena mischaven. But if you're going to be mischaven, you're right. You're putting yourself in a difficult situation.
So you have to tell the kids who are running down the street, don't react to the camera.
Don't tell them anything. Let's finish up here. We want to cover some ground. So he says over here that the only time we have been saying mischaven when it comes to makif the nikif. It's three lines, four lines from the bottom. V'chein kasav hamagin Avram, v'shut chacham si, v'ayin b'shut shuvus me'avod. The matter lo hayshut datinik lo haroyfei nachri. I don't know what this is. Lo hatzmiach ababuos. What are you doing exactly?
Measles?
Like in order to cause him to get measles? You don't want to do that? They want to give him a vaccination? You're allowed to hand over a child to the doctor. Lehatzmiach ababuos. Mitam. To pop a blister? Ah, lehatzmiach means to break, but it means to sprout. Ababuos, you want him to break the blister open? Okay. Okay, so you want him to do, you want him to go and open up the blister, which would be for you, Asa. So here you're telling him, whatever the malachas are, of opening up blisters on Shabbos, oh, but I'm giving my child over to the doctor, and the doctor, so I'm handing him over. No. The misayeya ein by mamish. In that instance, he holds that's not called misayeya. You have to take into consideration over here, they're dealing over here with child, and you're dealing over here with a tsar, and you're dealing with medical issues. But,
let's say holding a kid to get a shot.
Oh, okay.
So
you mean misayeya, okay? So it's misayeya. So he says, don't mean oh. So use that as a source. Okay, use that example as a source for all other types of related instances of misayeya. Lenido in the hacha, lahate b'makom tzarech. Here as well, if you need to have a picture taken. It's Shabbos, but you desperately need the picture to be taken for whatever purpose. So it's no worse than giving over a child and helping the doctor give a shot to the child. It's mutter. That's not called misayeya. So here as well, I'm not really doing anything. I'm just standing here. And he's taking the picture. B'makom tzarech k'moy hasam over there. Like the case of the child, va'ayin va'afilu le'aturei zof, d'srilei d'mesei yesh b'imamish, even those that are machmir, zedavka imoise ha'p'ula al ha'guf shel Yisrael kehosam, like in that case, where the doctor is actually injecting the child, doing something to the child. The marish anochi noitel hatziparnayim shel isha, he has an example, the woman is taking off the nails. The doctor is doing something to the woman. Ayin sham. Avul hocha odif m'tfei she'shalom b'rochim b'menu. I'm not doing anything. What am I doing? I'm standing here, and someone's taking a picture of me. What am I doing? I'm responsible for this. A motion detector. What am I doing? I'm not doing anything. Someone else is doing it. It's not my business. I have no kavan for this. The ein oisa pula olav atzma v'atik lucha kan tshuva me'agoyin Rabbi Yonasan Shteif. Me, I don't know how to pronounce that. Okay, thank you. Shekibalti b'sech shah advarim shekosavli. So here he wrote a letter to Rabbi Yonasan Shteif, and he's now going to quote verbatim the letter. Here he goes.
Yeah. If the person is Jewish, even if the doctor is Jewish? Or the person...
No, the doctor is Jewish is a problem. A doctor is a Jewish doctor is not allowed to eat. Not allowed to tell another Jew.
It might be easier because
lifnei
Jewish, there's no issue if two people are doing it.
Shnaim shasu, but it's not shnaim shasu. Only one person is doing it. The primary person is doing it. Yeah, if two people are pushing, hatzolah, they train the hatzolah members when it's not an emergency or on the way back to always do things shnaim shasu. If you have an erev, you have all this medical equipment. Okay, you bring them, they come with all, you see what they all these amazing things. So let's say the call is over, false alarm, or it's over. So if there's no difference, then they carry the equipment back into the car, into the ambulance, they should do it together. Shnaim shasu. Even though if he has an air, it doesn't make a difference, there's no air, then you have to... What? Stuck with Shaduchim, that they should see the Hatzalah member carrying it back alone. It means he holds them there. Okay, now here is the quote. A quote from the letter from Yonasan Shteif. The Al Dati. Okay, it is my opinion. Are you allowed to present yourself for a picture on Shabbos in front of an uman? I think it means the person who wrote the letter. That's what it stands for. The person who wrote the letter, he calls them a goin. If you write a letter, you're a goin. Seen the Sefer Tshuva Me'ava, you quoted the letter writer quoted the Sefer Tshuva Me'ava. Be'inyin lahaniach latzman l'sos chabura. Be, I don't know what this word is. Are you allowed to allow a chabur to be done? Can you read this?
Be'inyin lahaniach latzman.
What's that? Be'umpeban. Okay, I don't know what that is. V'sham avik tzas misayeh. You want to bring a right from that stuff, from that mice, from the Tshuva Me'ava, where a person is giving over himself to a doctor. You're giving over a child. Similar to the case, you're giving over a child to a doctor to do mechabura. Misayeh tzas mis there. You're being misayeh. V'sham avik tzas misayeh. I'm holding the child down. The kanodif misham. Here it's better because when you're taking a picture, I'm not doing anything. When you give hold a child down for a doctor, you mamash being misayeh. Here I'm just standing and taking a picture. So it's so what v'reitze leida dati, you, the letter writer, wants to know what is my opinion. Hine, I'll tell you my opinion. L'chayru hayimakam lahatir. It's mutter. Kevon de'ayishol ein oisek klum. You're doing zero. It's very nogeh. These things, you know, even though these are ancient shilas, these are very much nogeh lechol maisa for all the modern different questions, say, of the cameras who are walking in the street. He's sitting in front of the artist, in front of the person who takes the picture. If you don't know what's going on, I'm not my business. Get into the camera. It's none of my business. It's a beautiful ride. See, the miles of these tshuvas. That's why people are so into the tshuvas. You bring out Moridik Yisoidas. There's a halacha. If I want to carry on Shabbos, an amazing halacha, I want to carry on Shabbos. I want to bring a Sefer Torah to the shul. We once learned this when we started off. Is you make a mechitza shel anoshim. Right. You take out all the kinderlach. Okay. Pirchei. Line up, everyone line up. Who wants candy? And you line up all the kids. I have a perfectly straight line. Everyone line. Okay, another line over here. Perfect. And now you chop the Sefer Torah, and now you take the whatever you want to carry. You make a mechitza shel anoshim. You bring out the kinderlach and you have them line up, and you're telling them, giving them candy, and they make a mechitza. And then you chop it on and you bring.
Stand with the hands stretched out.
Oh yeah, it's not on the bottom. They have to be really tightly together. And then you do. So what have you done? Now you've made out of the children or out of people. Out of the children, a mechitza shel anoshim. So now there's a halacha. The halacha is very important. Halacha: the people that are being used, they may not be aware that they're being used. If the people know, that's a halacha and shochel. The people are aware that they are being made. It's a boine. If they are people, they are aware that they are being abused. They're not being
paid for making.
Right, they're making better than eruv. Making a machitza, it's much better than an eruv. You're making mamash a machitza. The halach is they are not allowed to be aware that they are being used to make a machitza. Once they become aware they're being used, then it's not valid. So what do you see from this? That what you don't know is good for you. Let's see.
The less you know, the better.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. Ignorance is bliss. Okay, the Hobbits, the what? Right.
You can go up to 4 amos.
Then you can stop. If you have, you call your wallet, so you, if you have no. If you, even if you do know, even if you know, you can, here you can go more than that. Here you can do a full carrying more than that amos from one reshus to another reshus if you have a mechitza, and the mechitza is a mechitza shel anoshim, provided, and that's the point we want to make. The people are not aware of what's happening. Let's see inside. Yesh makom lachatu d'chametzin shos mechitza b'shabbos haydevin en adam shkmu mervin. Here are the key words. Kishelo hemidu oisam ledas. They don't. I think it's another condition. You also. I made a mistake. I don't know if you lied. I told you. You tell them to stand there. And I think that's a mistake. I don't think you're allowed to tell them to stand. They have to anyway be standing there. They anyway have to be standing there. Umashma. Here's the key point we need. Shem einam yoidim lama lma hamidam l'shan. It does say if they do not know why they're standing there, ein kan iser klal. But if they would know that they're being used as a mechitza, it would be problematic. So what do we extract from this? V'sham asu ma'isa l'hate. There you're using them in order to do something that would otherwise be forbidden. Aval imhu l'das asur. So he wants to say here as well, if something is happening not l'das, without your awareness, it's not your problem, then it's mutter. V'ayin b'taisvis b'chodotan potter. What?
If you're not aware of what's going on, how could it be?
You're right. I don't know. Manavshach.
Manavshach. He's not Jewish. What's the issue? And also, we shouldn't carry ignorance as bliss to its conclusion, because then we shouldn't be here wearing the helter shabbos.
It's true. Okay, let's see further. You're right. I don't know. Let's see further. The ayin b'toisves Shabbos v'ha d'tanan patu muta shakasu d'kasu kei toisves Shabbos dibra masal patu muta d'kasu d'mikol makam ika b'zem mishum lifne either rak im tachbet rak im achivet shalom nachui muta. that if it's a Jew, you can't do it. Because a Jew, it's lifnei iver. There is a degree of lifnei iver. But if the guy is taking the picture, the guy is involved in doing the maisa, then it's mutter. Therefore, the bottom line of Shlianus Shtaif says, if the guy is taking the picture for himself, midas atzma, by himself, ulitzarech atzma, for his own needs, yesh lahater it's mutter. Aval harosh, kosav sham, digam becheved shal nachri, yesh la'esa mishamaris, who owns the camera? The Jew owns the camera, and the Jew told the guy to operate the camera. There in the case of Haitzah, there's a different case there, but it's a similar concept. People see the Jew is still being photographed. So here, so your Yiddish Shtayv says something we don't accept halacha, and he didn't say this, that a picture on a classic camera with film is a malacha de'iraisa. Shalaroiv ma'avirim eish. Why ma'avirim eish be'electriki? There's some electrical circuit, the bulb, the flash.
It's not a flash, even a studio light.
I don't know. I don't know what he says. Dibelaroiv. Okay, most of the time when you click a camera, there is some electrical thing that's happening. Ma'avir and Eish be electric-y.
The cameras were
mechanical, weren't they? There's a battery. Battery is also electrical.
No, but the light was really burning.
Okay, let me just turn it up. Even if he holds, then he says, "We halacha lemaisa say halacha lemaisa." No one's going to say bizman hazeh that it's. I shouldn't say that, but b'derech la we hold that it's not deraisa, but it's a tolda de koisev. The Harambam posak hametzayu tsiyum hareza tolkei. It's deraisa of koisev. First of all, he says there are two issues. Taking two issues. Number one, it's eish, which I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what kind of cameras he's talking about. Is it a din of Eish? Some type of electrical thing that's happening, which is Eish? Whatever it is. And even if you want to go say there's no Eish, there is Koisev. Taking a picture on what he holds on film is called Koisev de'orai. So it's not Koisev letters, it's a told of Koisev. Now, Omnam. No, I don't know. He's talking about that taking a picture, he says there's some electric-y Eish, Maver Eish. Maybe it's the flash. Maybe the cameras are operated electronically. I don't know.
You're talking
150. Yes, so flash. Avirus and Steif lived in the beginning of the 20th century. The beginning of the 20th century. Early. The 30s, the 20s. 1920s, 30s. I do not know. I don't know. I don't. I was modern. It's recent. That's right. I know. I told. Bring out these stuff. I know. We don't. Halachal ma'aseh. We don't accept taking a picture is a deraisa. We don't. He even says that. And certainly digital cameras, for sure not.
1930s.
There was a difficult. Okay. Let's see. You need a selfie. You need your own picture of yourself. In front of the court. And time is of the essence. You can't wait until Mitzvah Shabbos to get a picture. You need a picture of yourself for the courts. Whatever this is. When you have a very great pressing need, it's not a pressing need. If even if a guy wants to malach on your behalf, you have to tell him, no, don't do it. If a guy comes to do for you a malacha, I'll make her hadin, you have to tell the guy, no, don't do it. I don't want you to do it for me on Shabbos. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos. V'loy malosh lo yaseh b'Shabbos. Ayin b'Rogin Avraham, shakostav, the kol shetzach, li tol rishos me Yisrael, ki goyin shikach etzim me'atze Yisrael, imro eyu ha-Yisrael v'shoysek, havle ke ovid adayte di Yisrael. Anything where a guy does something, and it's protocol for the guy to first ask permission, And in this instance, the guy does not ask permission, and you let him do it in front of you. That's as if you told him to do it. There's one thing when a guy does something on your behalf, okay, I didn't tell him, he did it on his own. There's another thing, it's also for me to go tell the guy to do it. But if the protocol is that before he does it, he says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to take some of this and do this, is that okay? And for whatever reason, the guy doesn't do it, and you're right in his presence, shtika kehoida, it's not kehoida, it's like you're telling him to do it. Normally, you now take a picture. Even legally, you know, there are a lot of laws. When you're allowed to record, you know, you should know how the law is. Bizman has, I know someone that installed the camera. He has a mother that he has a live-in help.
Nanny cam.
Right, so he put in a nanny cam. So the nanny cam, it's illegal to put in a nanny cam with sound. It's illegal. It's illegal, and it's even illegal unless you tell them, unless there's a sign. In other words, you hire someone to work in your house. First of all, you're not allowed to conceal it. You have a camera. It's a law. You're not allowed to have it concealed. It has to be open. It has to be revealed. You can't have secret cameras. People do whatever they want, but I'm telling you what the law is. There are laws, New York State law, you're not allowed to have a nanny cam that is hidden. It has to be open.
So what you have is a sticker on your door that says this house is.
And chnami has to be made aware. The judge will decide if that fulfills the condition. And even that, even if it's public, you're not allowed to have sound. Sound is illegal. You can't record sound even outdoors. There are laws. Let's say you have a camera outside of your house, so it has to be. I don't know. It has to be in public. And even if it's in public and there's no way, you now have sound. And therefore, let's say evidence in court, you'll be dealing with legal issues if you're allowed to introduce evidence in court to a crime, evidence that was gained illegally.
I have somebody that has a camera just outside his front door to see who's coming and going. You don't hear sound.
Sound, okay, you have to know the laws. The people who work for you, you do whatever you want in your own personal home, but if you have people who work for you and are being paid, like by the government, on Medicaid, and things like this, people who have live-in maids, there are people who have nanny cams, and whatever, okay. Wait a minute, maybe I'm making a mistake. You know, I'm making a mistake. How do I know I'm making a mistake? I'll tell you how I'm making a mistake. Because this individual, he suspected that his mother was being abused by the live-in worker, so he put up a nanny cam, and it had sound, and the live-in maid thought they're gonna outsmart, so she covered it, but she didn't realize it was sound, and he heard. Oh, did he hear things that were going on? And she was fired instantly because of the sound.
I know somebody who has that.
Sound, yeah.
It is so good, the sound, that he can hear his father snore.
Yeah. Look, also the high density, the cameras also. Today, I made a mistake, I got a camera, we needed a camera for outdoors, so we got a camera, I know they'll give me, they gave me a rock bottom price. But it's not high definition. So it's good, if it's close up, it's good. But today, all the new cameras, they cost a lot more. It's high definition. And the cable, you don't use regular cable, you use the Cat5 cable, like for the internet cable. And the high density, the high definition, it's unbelievable. I mean, you can see better than when you can see with your own eyes. So the sound and the technology is amazing. But let's see over here, what does it finish up? We're out of time. So he says you shouldn't really do it. It's not a good idea to go for a portrait in Times Square on Shabbos. Okay, on Shabbos, you happen to be having a hotel on Shabbos, they have people there sitting there the whole day making portraits of people. It's not the best thing to do. It's together. Oh, very good. Money, that's right. It's not a good idea. But if you have a need, and it's a situation of tsarich, of refuah, of pressing matters, when every amir lakum is mutter, it's also mutter. Ad kan direi ha-tshuva hanal. This concludes the quote on the tshuva hanal from Rav Yonason Steif. V'yayim b'sefer minchas yomtev b'soifoi sheherich gam kein b'ze. Okay, so it's mafalpa. We discussed most of the zinyanim. I think we pretty much got it down. We'll stop over here. Take a short